Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or gentlemen. It's the 30th of September and I'm just walking back from the school drop-off an hour later because I went to the Macmillan coffee morning and I had some cake, which seemed to be a fitting end to healthy September. I've been trying to be good and not snack, and I did have sweets, don't get me wrong, but I try not to snack and healthy things in between, and I cut down on the alcohol intake and all that. Not that I'm going to take up, it's just become, after a month, it kind of feels like this is normal now. So that's quite nice actually. And I've got some cake for the family as well. Hope they'll like it. Right, sorry, I just had to pause you there. So I bumped into two friends. Right, they're very busy discussing birthday parties, so I'm moving on. Where was I? Oh yeah, so I picked up some cake for the family as well, even though the kids are having apparently there's a cake sale at school this afternoon where they're selling all the other stuff as well, the leftovers, so the kids can choose something as well. If they like something else, they usually do. I buy what I think they like and then they get something completely different. Oh well, that's just life, isn't it? So yes, anyway, but I thought that's fine, fitting end to a healthy month, and I think I've actually managed to lose a kilo, not a lot, but at least it feels a bit more, feel a bit more healthy. But I think the yoga's helping as well, so even though that's just once a week, but that's actually helping, sort of keeping me a bit, honestly mate, park on the pavement and then no consideration how people are going to get past there. And yes, what else I want to talk about? I've got to do some work and then see what else I'm going to do. We've got an awful lot of papers to read for the next governor meeting, so if I can, I'll make a start. There was something else that I wanted to mention. There was this one thing that I saw. I'm just catching up on my listening, and there was because I'm getting the best of the Today program, and earlier in September. So apparently, Dr. Liam Fox, the new International Trade Secretary, made a little speech where he sounded a bit miffed. He accused British businesses of being lazy and fat and preferring to play golf on a Friday afternoon. I was wondering where he gets that from. I know the Germans tend to stop work a bit earlier on a Friday, go home early for the weekend, but I've not actually come across that here. Everybody's still working at 5 o'clock on a Friday, so I don't know where he gets that from. But what I did think was interesting, he sounded really miffed. That apparently companies are not enthusiastically falling over each other to go and trade with the rest of the world, as he envisaged they would want to do. And I thought, I wonder whether he's finding out now that actually the majority of British businesses were actually fine exporting and trading with Europe. Thank you very much. They weren't actually that keen to trade with the rest of the world, and actually he's made it more difficult for them, because everything was fine, and he's now told them that it would have been fine if he said, right, you keep trading with Europe and we're opening up more possibilities for you. But basically what he's doing, it looks like he's going to restrict business with Europe, so business are basically going, oh, so I'm not going to be able to do that anymore. There's going to be some sort of barriers. It's going to be more onerous. It's going to be more expensive for me. And I need to go and put a lot of time and effort into opening up new markets. I don't know why he thinks that business are supposed to be happy about that. And if he'd looked at pretty much every single survey of businesses, British and foreign businesses in the UK before the referendum, he would have very easily seen that the majority of us said they want to stay in the EU for exactly that reason. But then we know that the Neve campaigners are not particular friends of facts and evidence. So yeah, I was just thinking, you know, that shouldn't really have come as a big surprise to him, that businesses want to stay in the EU. We knew that already. I mean, every single business that I saw, and I saw quite a few, the majority always said that. So yeah, and then I heard a couple of responses. One was a business executive who took offence to that kind of attitude. You know, he's not fat and lazy and whatever, and you know, he was doing all right and he's working very hard. And another one who also seemed to be of the opinion that, oh well, maybe Fox is just finding out that he, you know, that's not really what businesses wanted. So, and he's a bit frustrated. So yeah, that was a good one. Then we've had the Labour Party conference, so we've had Jeremy Corbyn on a lot, seeing as he just got voted back in. And he's been going on a lot about this migrant impact fund. And I wasn't quite sure. I thought that, you know, it sounds like there's already some kind of, we're taking lots of refugees in the UK and that's having an impact. No, apparently, the previous Labour government already brought this in for areas with high migration. And I just thought, that's a really stupid thing to call this, especially sort of now. He keeps saying migrant impact fund, as if migrants are some sort of natural disaster that befalls an area and therefore the area needs extra funds to deal with it. Whereas what it actually is it's just a load of people have moved to the area. So government should make sure that the infrastructure can cope. Surely that's all it is. But I just find that a bit, and he keeps repeating that that phrase. So I just find it a bit offensive and not at all helpful for especially the areas that think that they're suffering because of immigration, and then it sort of gives them the impression that they need sort of extra help because they've been there's been a swarm of locusts or something. That's what it sounds like. So I think especially in sort of the post-referendum era of where sort of xenophobic tendencies have shown up now that we're in Brexit land, I really think they should rename that. I really think that is not a helpful name, and it perpetuates this myth that somehow the migrants are to blame, when actually a lot of them are EU citizens who work and pay taxes and statistically are more likely to pay into the system than take out of the system. And what people are suffering in terms of not enough school places, the health systems creaking, etc., is all thanks to George Osborne and his austerity measures. But somehow that didn't get mentioned a lot in the referendum debate and still doesn't. So I just really, I don't know. I just think Jeremy Corbyn is not being very helpful on that front. But then he was kind of lukewarm about EU migrants before, so I don't know why I'm so surprised. Anyway, so that's sort of some of the things that I've been thinking about just when I started having more time this week to catch up on podcasts and read a bit of the news, and then seeing this is what you get, and what you don't get is just 5 minutes. Anyway, it'll be October tomorrow, so I'll see how I go. I still need to do a fish update boot as well, so I'll see if I can get around to that today, seeing as it's Friday, and technically I'm not working, even though practically I am. And then I'll just need to think of something to do for October. But thanks to Paul and to everyone else who's been who's kicked it off, and yes, should be interesting. But I'll need to think about what I'm going to do. Right, okay. But my time's up, so I better go. Wish you all a fabulous weekend, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.